Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5. The Game, Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it is time to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators TV analyst Chris Mason, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer, and Smoky Mountain Tops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. See, Mace, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
What's up, Robbie? It's a pleasure to join you and Joe Sciatia Rex Road.
Yes. Yes. Just amazing.
Well, since you brought that up, so we had someone on our text line who Henry says, Sciatica sounds like a Finnish goaltender.
I bet he's not as good as UC Saros.
Bet he's not as good as UC Saros. It'd be hard to do. It's a pretty high bar that's been set by UC Saros. See, Mace, before we get started, what are we supposed to do here with this herd line, beast line stuff? I mean, this has turned into quite the debate between you and Hal Gill.
Well, we kind of, I guess Willie made the compromise, which the herd line, I can't go away from it. So I think the herd line is made up of beasts.
There you go.
So I think that's the compromise that I'm willing to make. I'm not willing to budge on the herd line. Kara Hammer came up with the name, and just because the yak, the ox now with Tanner Jeannot, the Biloxi Bull, and then the colt with Sisson. So I think they're just unbelievable right now, and for them to have as much success as they've had together. And I mean, they started, you know, they John Hines starts them yesterday against Barkov. So what does that tell you? You know, the trust and the impact that they've had on this team. And you know, obviously their goal really just surmises teams play different. I don't know, you guys know this. It's been, I don't know how many years, maybe the playoff run. But even that season, it's been a long time since the Predators have had that type of physical presence. And the way that they play their game, they don't go into any games now, they, you know, hoping they can match the other team's physicality. They are the physical team. And you can just see how other defense corps react to it. They're turning pucks over. You heard Roman Josi, we played a clip from him on the broadcast about how hard it is to play against a line like that as a defenseman, because you know every time you go back to get the puck, you're gonna get hit, and you're gonna get hit hard by one, maybe all three of them, you know, and that shift. So they're just rimming pucks around the boards. It's been incredible to watch how other teams are adjusting and they play against that line.
No, I agree. I mean, I said earlier on the show, Chris, like when they're on the ice, it's like that's when you stop and like don't miss this shift, you know. Yep. It's been pretty amazing to see. And by the way, you're completely right. Herd line is way better. There should be no compromise. Herd all the way. So I want you to know, you and Kara, I'm on team herd on this.
Yes.
C-Mace, this is a question. We've been talking about this a lot today. Now, I find Adam Vingan thinks it's going to be Pecorine tonight. These guys think it's going to be Saros tonight. I think it makes sense to go with Pekka, given the way that game went last night and the chance to rest Saros, but let's give it to you. What do you think will happen, and what would you do if you were making the decision?
Well, if I was making the decision, and you know, Dallas won last night, and we have, what is it, 6 games left?
Yep.
And you just come off 2 days off, and you have 3 days off after this. I don't know how, and I don't say this lightly. I don't know how right now he's the by far the best goaltender in the league. He could be the best player in the league right now. How do you not put him in the net if you need to win this game? And if this could be the deciding game that gets you in the playoffs, and the performance that he had last night, I go with Saros. There's no question about it. There's not many games. You're fighting for your playoff life. Every single – I love Pekka. We all love Pekka. It's not like I don't think he could go in there and get the job done, but I just think there's no way that you could take the chance and not play Saros in this game. That's just me.
I thought last night, like, he's been so great during this whole stretch. Chris, if it's possible, I thought maybe he even took his game to a different level last night. I mean, the second period, they're just getting peppered, and Florida's got all these quality looks in the slot, and, you know, Saros is making saves left and right, some of which he makes look routine, and some of which, I mean, he's just getting his blocker out there and getting anything he can on a puck. I thought as good as he's been as of late, maybe last night was the best he's been all season long.
Well, he was incredible. And, you know, and again, as a goaltender, you know, you can't help, you know, you have no factor in what kind of shots you receive. You just have to deal with whatever they are. And you're right, Robbie. There were certain points and certain breakdowns or chances that Florida created that were, you know, grade A, you know, top level scoring chances by top players on their team. And he was there, and he just, you know, when the team needed him most, that I think of that save at the end of the second period, that backdoor play that goes in, yep. Florida ties the game. There's a completely different feel to that game, and you talk about timely saves. That was one of them, you know. And that you go into the dressing room, and you're you know, you still have that one goal lead. And then I thought in the third period, the guys bounced back and obviously you know, turned that their game around like they played in the first period, and it was a different story. But just it's everything. It's whenever you need them, and the only goal that goes in is, you know, it's a backdoor pass off. Off a Bennett skate. It just seems like that's the only way that you're going to score goals on Saros right now, is if you get one of those kind of goals and bounces. And, you know, in the third period, they change. Like, that's what he does, too. When you're playing against a goaltender that's as hot as Saros, and even you have odd man rushes, you get great scoring chances, it gets in your head. It's not enough just to shoot the puck. I need to make a pretty play. I need to make a pass. I need to do something else. I need to bank it off something. And then there's that split second of hesitation for the shooter, and by, you know, the time that they actually decide what they're going to do, it allows the, you know, the guys to get back into position, and it just disrupts, you know, their flow and their offensive game. And I just think Saros is just, he's just such a, it's really an epic historical run that he's on right now. If you think of a 20-game stretch, his last 20 games, his save percentage is almost 95%. It's incredible. Yeah. And I can't overstate it enough, because it's of historic, epic proportions what he's doing right now.
Yeah, it's been amazing to watch. So CMA's great broadcast last night, as always. And I thought there was an interesting thing you brought up about, and I don't remember exactly which game. Maybe it was the loss to Florida, a 6-2 loss. But you talked about a meeting, a film session just involving the forwards. Just involving the forwards, basically talking about defensive responsibility. What can you tell us about that, and how important do you think that was in this whole turnaround?
Well, it was huge. It was actually after a Florida Panthers game when they got smoked by Florida. It was maybe one of the big low points of the season when, you know, they were going through that tough stretch. And, you know, the common misconception, I guess, about playing good defense is it's not just your defenseman and your goaltender that are responsible for it. It's everybody. And they watched a lot of clips, you know, of guys doing flybys, of guys being aggressive, not getting above the puck. So if you get in the offensive zone and you're forechecking, you turn that puck over, it takes a lot of effort. You got to reload right away, get above the rush. So then you see it last night in the third period. So that team that's coming up, they've got to go through five guys. And if they make those long stretch passes, we showed a couple clips of a great job that the Predators did. You got five guys back. Yeah, you can make that pass and you get it at the far blue line, but you still got to go through four guys to get to the net or even try to remotely create a chance, and they end up dumping the puck in, and then you get possession back. And I think the biggest thing, you know, that came out of it is first, once they started doing it, they started scoring more. They started winning hockey games. And a lot of times it's tough to get through to offensive-minded players because I think they feel they have to do more, take more chances and more risk and try to be more creative to create offense. But in reality, you get the puck a lot more if you play solid defensively. And I think once they started to do that, like, hey, this, you know, this kind of works. We're scoring more goals. We're not giving up any goals. And once you get the buy-in from everybody, it's a powerful thing. And you can just see the way that you can't be good defensively if you don't have buy-in from every single player, especially the forwards, because when they come back and they're in the neutral zone, that allows the defenseman to pinch up. That allows you to not let the team into your zone instead of having to back up if you've got an odd man rush and then they get in the zone automatically and get set up and then you're under siege for however long. It's just been, it's been a real, John Hines, you got to give this guy a ton of credit. I know there's a lot of, you know, call for him to be out of here, which it always is when a team loses and all this kind of stuff, but he has just really done an amazing job with this team and the turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty incredible to watch. Predators TV analyst Chris Mason has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer, and Smoky Mountain Tops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. C. Mace, appreciate you taking time to join us, man. Great stuff as always.
Thanks, guys. And Joe, I can relate to you, buddy. I've done it too. I said Seaverville. I got absolutely destroyed. I got destroyed, and then I said Louisville because that's what we call it in Canada. And everyone, oh my God, Twitter just absolutely destroyed me.
We've all been there.
I feel your pain, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but man, it's not as bad as Skiatika. But hey, I appreciate it, man.
That's amazing, though. That's the best word I think I've ever heard.
Skiatika. Gonna make some t-shirts. Appreciate it, C-Mates.
Okay, see you guys.
Speaking of the Nashville Predators, 102.5 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to give away a hockey home gating party. Text the word PUCK to 615-737-1025. That's PUCK to 615-737-1025 now to enter for a chance to win a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. You must be 21 or older to enter. When we come back, we'll react a little bit to what C-Mace had to say there. Look at the Preds game tonight. Also, got some Nashville SC tickets to give away as well. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Don't miss the Cure for Our Friends Cystic Fibrosis Golf Tournament May the 15th at 12 Stones Golf Course in Goodlettsville. Some of the teams include retired Titans football players who will be hanging around after the tournament for the after party. Cure for Our Friends Golf Tournament still has room for a few more teams and a need for silent auction items and sponsors. More information can be found at cureforourfriends.org. Thank you to Dad's Towing, Mitchell Motors, and Nashville Wrecker Services for being the tournament sponsor for the 2021 Cure for Our Friends Cystic Fibrosis Golf Tournament. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we have got some tickets to give away to see Nashville SC take on Miami coming up on Sunday. Ryan Porth, what do we think? Caller 5 today will win some tickets to see Nashville SC take on Miami. So be caller 5 at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and you can win those tickets to see Nashville SC take on Inter Miami. So we have some breaking news on the college football front as well. Tell us what's happened with a former Tennessee Volunteer.
Quavaris Crouch to Michigan State.
Michigan State.
How about that?
Tell you what, they're going to really miss that guy at linebacker at Tennessee because they do not have a lot of bodies there.
Yes. That is, you know, Toto, that's a guy who, by the way, has he picked a place yet?
Not that I've seen.
I mean, is it going to be Alabama?
I guess.
I mean, the thing is, he's a very good player, but do you feel totally confident you're stepping right into Alabama? But regardless, Crouch is a guy who I don't think has really reached his potential, and who knows if he will. But he's got a lot of it, and yeah, Tennessee could really use him this year. So sorry to deliver that news, Tennessee.
Yeah, good luck to him at Michigan State. Sparty,
there you
baby.
Go. Sparty.
Coming in there, just snatching people up. There you go. Way to go.
Yep, the portal.
That's right.
It's always active.
Predators taking on the Florida Panthers tonight. Again, going for a rematch. The standings are as such. Right now, the Predators 2 points ahead of the Dallas Stars. The Stars win in overtime last night against the Carolina Hurricanes. So the Predators have 56 points. 50 games have been played. 54 points for the Stars in 48 games. Still 2 games in hand on the Predators for the Stars. A best-case scenario tonight for the Predators, you win against the Panthers, and Carolina gets it done in regulation against the Stars. We'll see what happens. I thought Dallas, based on what I was able to see of the game last night while I was kind of trying to watch both, played pretty well for the most part. That's anytime you can control the game to a certain degree against Carolina, that's pretty good. And as we know, the Stars have been great this year at getting games at least 2 overtime. They were right there with Carolina last night. I mean, the final shot tally ends up being 32 and 31. And Carolina, typically, they outshoot everybody. So, good job by the Stars last night. That was the game they needed to have. They got it done.
Yeah, the Stars are rising to the occasion.
Yes.
You know, so, Saturday's going to be big massive. No matter what the heck happens tonight. But, you know, if you're the Preds, you wouldn't mind seeing one of those top teams keep the Stars off the point train one night, like tonight maybe.
Yeah, that'd be a good start. So we'll see if Carolina can do that tonight. And if the Predators can replicate the effort that we saw last night. Now, UC Soros, 39 saves last night. We just talked to Chris Mason. You would start Pecorine tonight. I certainly understand that. That has been my thought process this week as well. Although, just the way he's playing right now, I think Soros is going to be in there tonight. What do you think happens tonight? Did C. Mace's answer change your opinion at all on what should happen tonight with the goaltending situation for the Predators?
No, I totally hear what he's saying. I do. You're right down to it, and why wouldn't you go with, maybe, like he said, he may be the best player right now, like playing the best of anyone in the league. I get it, but I agree. Alex Doherty had a tweet a few minutes ago about, you know, why you would start Pecorine. I think you should. I think last night had to have taken a lot out of Soros. He's got 5 and 10 days that are going to decide whether this team gets to the playoffs or not. Not that tonight isn't huge, too, but I think that you've got depth. You've got this guy who has been waiting for his chance, and I think you can get a win out of him. So, and also, I'll go beyond that. I think it will be Pecorine.
You think so?
I do.
So you're putting it out there. You think 35's in goal tonight. Now, we're not going to have a morning skate today, so might have to wait until warm-ups to see.
Yes, and the Preds aren't leaky like the Saints.
No.
So we won't know.
No.
We will find out.
Find out like 30 minutes before the game starts.
Yeah.
Right around like 6:30.
I'm going with Rene. I'm guessing Rene.
Okay. I'm going to guess that Soros is in there tonight. I think they're going to stick with the hot hand. They'll put him back in there with the mindset of they got 3 days after this to get healed up, get ready to go for a massive game against Dallas. I think they're putting Soros back in there tonight, see if they can get 4 out of 4 points. Now, it is – like, I feel bad saying that because it kind of sounds like when you say that like, if Peck is playing, they're not going to win. Just flush it down the toilet. I don't believe that. I think he could come in and give him a chance to win. I think a lot of it's about the way the team's playing in front of you as well.
What's the last start he got? Do you know?
I believe the Tampa game here at home. The first one.
Where they lost.
Played well and lost.
That they lost, right.
Because Vasilevsky was a brick wall.
That was a very well-played game. Vasilevsky was unbelievable. That was a Saturday night, yeah. Right. Okay.
I think that's the last time he's been there.
Been a few weeks, yeah. Look, I mean, this is where you've got depth there. You've got a better situation than a lot of teams. I totally get it. And I'm not – I don't think it's a mistake to start Soros. I just like the idea of 4 days off and of not pushing it after last night. Last night was not just one game. Last night, to me, was maybe the best game I've seen him play, but also – had to have been incredibly grueling. Not the ideal game to be the first of a back-to-back for a goalie. I understand what C-Mace is saying. I mean, this is it. Every point has to be scrounged for right now, and you do get the 3 days after this. So it's close.
Ryan Porth, you were fighting the good fight on Twitter last night, taking on some haters of John Hines I saw last night on the good old Twitter sphere.
Well, I put out a tweet basically with the message of – he's not going to win the Jack Adams, but he should at least get votes, basically saying he should be recognized for the job that he's done as the head coach of this team that has gone from, you know, rock bottom in early March to now being in a playoff spot with 6 games left. And somebody tweeted me saying that the schedule hasn't been murderer's row, and that's the reason why the Preds have been winning all these games. And I had other people saying that UC Soros is the only reason why that this team has made the turnaround. And I'm basically like, can you not give John Hines credit for this?
For anything.
For anything. Can you not give him at least some credit for this? I understand UC Soros has been unreal, and he should also get some votes for the Vezina Trophy. He probably won't win because it's probably going to be Andrei Vasilevsky. But basically my message was like, John Hines deserves at least some credit for this. And I didn't feel like a lot of Preds fans who at least reacted to the tweet agree.
Yeah, you're right. Or unless it's all the goalie. It's only the goalie.
The forecheck has nothing to do with it. The buy-in, nothing.
The fourth line.
It's all the goalie.
Fourth line just skating around.
Yeah.
Just doing figure eights out there.
Well done, Porth. Fighting the good fight.
You're right, Porth. I want you to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There we go.
And hey, you've carried the show today.
Thank you.
I hope your skiatica is not hurting.
really get better about my skiatica. That does it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll be back 6 a.m. tomorrow. Darren Donica Chase coming up next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.